KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's currently 2 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered flurries later this afternoon, a high around 10. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. The Iowa State Patrol reports a man from Dallas County was injured during a rollover accident in Shelby County that began with a police pursuit. Officials say at around 10:20 p.m. Monday, Harlan police attempted to stop a 2008 Honda driven by 43-year-old Kenneth Dwayne Kochmiller of Perry near the intersection of 7th and Chatburn in Harlan. Kochmiller took off and proceeded south on Highway 59. The vehicle left the road and was traveling southeast across a cornfield before crossing 450th Street and rolling multiple times east of 450th. The car came to rest upright. According to dispatch reports at the time, Kochmiller had become aggressive towards the officer after the crash. The officer held the man at gunpoint until he could be taken into custody. Kochmiller, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was injured and transported by Harlan Medevac to the hospital. The incident remains under investigation by the State Patrol. Three people were transported to the hospital in Denison following a crash late Monday morning in Crawford County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 52-year-old Gerald Wesley Fremmel and a passenger in his vehicle, 55-year-old Bruce Lynn Christensen, both of Harlan, along with 32-year-old Mitchell Blake Alley of Rockport, Missouri, were hurt during the crash that happened at around 11:20 a.m. at the intersection of Highways 59 and 141. Fremmel and Christensen were wearing their seatbelts while Alley was not. A report on their conditions was not immediately available. Officials say a 2002 Freightliner driven by Alley was heading west on Highway 141, but was unable to stop at the posted intersection. A 2014 Ford F-550 driven by Fremmel was traveling south on Highway 59 and was struck on the driver's side. Both vehicles ended up in the ditch. A father and his son are accused of illegally killing deer and other wildlife in southwest Iowa. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren says charges are pending against 47-year-old John Chamberlain Jr. and 23-year-old Sean Chamberlain after a search of their property in rural Atlantic.
The conservation officers and the sheriff's office found, I think, 111 deer racks or partial racks. There was a deer hanging in the shed that had not been tagged.
Most of the deer that were seized involved only deer antlers. The officers found a badger and a raccoon that were also allegedly taken illegally. The investigation began on December 29th after a caller alerted the Cass County Sheriff's Office about someone dumping litter along a Level B road.
In the area, we are having more problems with people just going out on Level B roads and dumping their stuff. So we are encouraging the public to call it in and let us go investigate. And literally that means cops digging through garbage and see if we can find out who the culprit was that put the garbage there.
McLaren says the illegal activity may have gone unnoticed if not for the phone call.
Without that phone call, we would not have had the charges, and that person, we're indebted to them now.
And then a trash pile, deputies found hides from four deer, a raccoon, and a badger carcass. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday that two men from Messina were arrested on drug charges Saturday following a traffic stop. 56-year-old Terry Lee Ranney and 52-year-old Ronald Eugene Keller, both of Messina, faced charges that include possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail, where they were released the following day on their own recognizance. In our funeral announcements, Virginia Beeson, age 92, of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Virginia Beeson will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alice Boyson, age 98, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Alice Boyson will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Young, age 84, of Anita and formerly of the Walnut, Marnie, and Atlantic areas, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Young will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Merlin W. Hansen, age 89, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday. Memorial services for Merlin Hansen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lyle G. David, age 81, formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Lake City. Funeral services for Lyle David will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Sam Steenson, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Sam Steenson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. J. Jaylene Parker, age 51, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Funeral services for Jaylene Parker will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Shirley Hall, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Memorial services for Shirley Hall will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Florence Staub, age 96, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Florence Staub will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dolores Otto, age 95, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Dolores Otto will be held Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Rita Dentlinger, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Dentlinger will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Helen Lou Westfall, age 79, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Johnston. Memorial services for Helen Westfall will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Randall Randy Tye, age 63, who's formerly of Griswold, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Randy Tye will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Phyllis Campbell, age 90, of Orient, died Saturday in Creston. Funeral services for Phyllis Campbell will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Diana Sue Pearson, age 67, of Atlantic, died Monday. Memorial services for Diana Pearson will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Christensen, age 71, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Saturday. Memorial services for Ron Christensen will be Thursday at 3 o'clock at the Armstrong Funeral Home in Mapleton. David B. Anderson, age 74, of Omaha, died Thursday at the Douglas County Health Center in Omaha. Memorial services for David Anderson will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Douglas County Health Center. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jim Doherty, age 84, of Cumberland, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jim Doherty will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Rosemary Hoyce, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday. Memorial services for Rosemary Hoyce will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. And Donald Nicholas Stein, age 59, of Glenwood and formerly of Portsmouth, died Friday. Funeral services for Donald Stein will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.